What is up? What is up? What is up, everyone? Thank you for tuning in. This is the Matt Ramage Show. It is Victory Monday. You know what I mean? Sport my Victory Monday hoodie. You can get yours at themattramage.com. You know, find a little menu thing. You can find my merch site. All that. Links are everywhere you want to go. But yeah, dude, what a beautiful game. What a beautiful Victory Monday. And Happy New Year. You know, Happy New Year to everyone. I thought, like, for Viking fans, it had been horrible. You know, New Year's Eve, you're thinking, y'all watch this game, watch my team get that little W, then celebrate, you know, New Year's Eve and a victory all the same time. Like, we got to do, you know what I mean? Packer fans got to do. So that had to have been brutal for Viking fans. But, you know, it is what it is. You know what I mean? You are a Viking fan. But big shout out to Quick Trip before we get rocking into this thing. You know what I mean? They got their Packers points coming to an end here pretty quick. So everyone, be sure to do the quick rewards. Check out the app and make sure that you're getting those Packers points. Make sure you're redeeming them. You know what I mean? Putting in the sweepstakes that you want. They got, you know, the Charlie Barons is doing a tailgate, I think, next week. So I think you already have to probably get in. I don't know the timetable for that. But I know it's wrapping up here. January 14th is when the last day that you can redeem those Packers points. Be sure to check the quick rewards so you know everything that is going down as it's coming to an end, because they're giving away some cool stuff. You know what I mean? And I will have some good news coming up pretty quick, I think. I'll wait on that. But I got some good stuff coming. You know what I mean? We're having a good time over here. So the Green Bay Packers zone. All right, let's talk about this. I'm not going to go through like all the stats and stuff. But I just want to let everyone know that everyone told me how scary this Minnesota Vikings defense is. Everyone told me, you know, because I've been pumping up Jordan Love and talking about Jordan Love all season. But they've been telling me, yo, Viking fans are saying, yo, Jordan Love's going to get shut down. Your defense sucks. There's no chance that you can win. Like all this and that. You know, now the Green Bay Packers, 8-8, second in the NFC North. Minnesota Vikings, 7-9, third in the NFC North. If the Green Bay Packers beat the Chicago Bears next week, then the Packers are in the playoffs. That's all they have to do. You know what I mean? They have to beat the Chicago Bears. I think I'm going to be at that game. You know what I mean? I think I'll definitely be down there for tailgating. I'm going to figure out. I forget what time that game is, but I'm going to talk about that game later in the week. You know, and tomorrow night, I will be on PackerNet podcast with those fellas. You know what I mean? I think that they're probably my favorite podcasters. They're good peeps. And I'm going to rock with them tomorrow night. Probably get a few beers in me. You know what I mean? Because I am on vacation this week. So if you see me posting about drinking, don't judge me. I'm on vacation. I'm not doing nothing. I'm just staying home. Probably doing a lot of live streams and whatnot. But let's talk about this game. You know, Packers win 33-10. And I don't really care about the 10. You know what I mean? I mean, I think we should talk about it a little bit because everyone's dragging this defense. And I'm not a Joe Barry defender by any means, but these players, these defensive players are legit. These defensive players I'm a defender of. And they did it last night. They did. I mean, it was a rookie quarterback. They ended up benching him. And I knew that they were going. I was watching the game. Like, he ain't going to make it to the second half, which sucks because I think rookie players, you know, his family flew and everyone's watching and then, you know, kind of laid an egg over there. But, you know what I mean? That's football. But then they brought in Mullins. Not a lot changed. He threw the ball to Jefferson a lot more, which sucked for my fantasy team. I lost fantasy football championship by 5 points. And I had Amari Cooper playing, and Amari Cooper didn't play. They announced like half hour before the game. He wasn't playing. I missed it. So I lost the fantasy football championship when I shouldn't have if I was smarter. But, you know what I mean? You lose sometimes, but I did donate all of my winnings to that GoFundMe. I've been pushing a fella at my job. His daughter has leukemia, so I've been pushing his GoFundMe. And if you're listening, you're watching, and you want to donate, even $5, even anything. And also, I'll be doing a giveaway on a jersey that was donated by Clayton from the PackerNet podcast. I'll probably pick a winner in the next couple weeks. I'm going to try to wait to like everyone have a chance who donates. But if you donate like $10 or more, I'm probably going to just pick. I probably won't pick. I'll have my son pick because a lot of names in there I know. So I don't want to just pick someone who I know. And I don't want to not pick someone who I know because that's not fair for them either. But we'll figure it away. Maybe there's too many names, I think, to put in like a raffle. because there's like 200 people that have donated. So I'm gonna figure out a way to do it. So that's fair. I mean, I don't think most people care because that's not why they donate, but definitely cool that Clayton hooked up that jersey. But I appreciate everyone who donated for real. It's very cool. It's over $6,000. I think it's like $6,600. It's really helping that family as they're out of work and, you know, being with their daughter and doing all that stuff. But anyways, on a more positive note, all right, let's talk about these numbers just a little bit. We got Jordan Love, 24 for 33, 256 yards, 3 tutties, and 0 interceptions, most importantly, 125.3 quarterback rating. You know, Jordan Love going into the season, everyone said, you know, there's going to be ups and there's going to be some downs. All right, it's been more ups than downs. Like, there were some games where, like, woo, you know, but that is what a first-year quarterback does. They make mistakes. Like, people, like, judge Jordan Love like he's a 7-year veteran. It seems like some Packer fans, especially on Facebook, it's like, oh, he did this, he did that. Well, it's like, yeah, it's his first-year start. I'm not putting him in the Hall of Fame. All right? I never said he's going in the Hall of Fame. Like, we'll see what happens, you know what I mean? But I'm saying, like, he looks legit. I've been saying it the whole year. He looks legit. He's showing the part because that's what you want in a first-year quarterback. They don't – not every first-year – they're like, well, he's been in the system. But, yeah, it doesn't matter, dude. You can watch somebody be a mechanic for a while. Doesn't make you a mechanic. You got to – once you start doing it, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to break some wrenches, do whatever mechanics do. Until you start really doing it, you get the hang of it, then that's when you know that – you're that dude. And the same way with Jordan Love, just watching Aaron Rodgers. And I mean, obviously it's beneficial because Jordan Love obviously went to college. He knows how to play football, but I think watching a guy like Aaron Rodgers, watching just like Aaron Rodgers did with Favre, like, you learn how to be a pro. You learn a lot of the things that you probably didn't think about before, you know, you were at that level. So I think that's beneficial, but I don't expect Jordan Love to come out and just be Aaron Rodgers and just be like a 7-year starter, be a vet. He's going to make some mistakes, but man, he's been doing more good than bad, especially in the last 4 or 5 weeks. He's been doing it. You know, the defense has been letting him down a little bit in certain times, but the Packers put up 30, defense only gave up 10. This is what you want. And I'm not going to flex about the defense shutting down this trash offense, but that's what they're supposed to do, right? And they haven't been. That's the thing everyone's talking about. This defense has made some crappy quarterbacks look good, you know? And you could take Baker Mayfield out of that because Baker Mayfield is not trash. That offense is not trash. I think that they ended up losing this weekend. I think it's funny because I was watching NFL on Fox, and they were, like, saying how Baker Mayfield's it, and the Bucs made the right decision. The Saints suck, and the Saints Derek Carr, you know, they're overpaying them, and that's a waste, and they're going to have to rebuild, and they're going to do all this. And then the Bucks end up losing. And I was like, that's on NFL on Fox. So the way that they were talking, that's completely on them, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I forgot where I was going with that. But, yeah, then Sean Clifford came in, 1 for 1, 37 yards. That I really wanted him to throw the ball to Tucker Kraft. I had Tucker Kraft in my fantasy. I had Aaron Jones. He was obviously out because they were up, and that was brutal. Brutal way to lose in fantasy, but it was all good. You know what I mean? It is all good. But look what Jordan Love is doing, though, with these receivers. He's got Bolt Melton, 6 receptions, 105 yards. I think that's the first 100-yard receiver of the year. You know what I mean? He had a touchdown. Jaden Reed, 6 receptions, 89 yards for two touchdowns. All right, and then you got Tucker Kraft, 6 catches, 48 yards. Romeo Doubs, 3 catches, 28 yards, and then Malik Heath has one and kind of goes down from there. But, yeah, like, so Jordan Love, the thing I noticed about him, he spreads the ball around. He does not care what name's on the back, you know what I mean? He will throw you the ball if you're open. And Jaden Reed, I believe he got hurt. I don't have the injury report up, and it doesn't matter because they're not going to tell us anything yet anyways. That's just kind of how teams do it. They're not just going to the next day just start giving you all the information. They give you the information when they have to give you the information. But this defense did good, you know. Nick Mullins was 13 and 22, 113 yards from the second half. He had a touchdown. And Jaren Hall, 5 for 10, 67 yards and 1 interception. And I see a lot of Viking fans that were talking about Jaren Hall. They act like they were trying to pump him up. And I don't blame you because, like, that's what you do. You pump up your guy. You know what I mean? That's your quarterback. And people, I made a video about that where I was like, dude, I've been defending Jordan Love this whole offseason and coming into the season and this whole season. And it's not because I'm so smart and I'm like, I knew he was going to be great. He's the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. You're the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. I defend you until, you know what I mean? You prove me to be an idiot. And he hasn't done that. Jordan Love has been balling. He seems very calm under pressure. You know what I mean? Like, nothing really rattles him. He seems very cool. Like, his demeanor, he's like the opposite of me. I'm like all crazy. He's all bit. He's very calm. And Preston Smith went down. Hopefully he's all right. I think he came back in. I'm not really sure. I was drinking. You know what I mean? But I think he's all right. He seems to be, no one's really talking about it. So I'm pretty sure he did. But that I didn't like how that looked with Preston. He was down on the ground there for a little bit. But I just think Packer fans, you first of all, next week we're gonna talk about that. I'll probably have some guests on this week, try to get some people to talk about this Chicago Bear game. I think that's gonna be a huge game. But people talking about on my Facebook comments, like, well, let's see what Jordan Love does when he's got a high pressure game against a good defense. Like, wasn't that the Minnesota Vikings? And Viking fans told me how great this defense was. They're going to shut down the Packers. And this wasn't high pressure. The Packers have to win to get in the playoffs. So basically, the Packers have been in the playoffs for a minute. You know what I mean? The Packers are in the playoffs. Excuse me. So, like, this is, you know, that was kind of like a playoff game. This is doesn't get more high pressure than that. You're in that trash stadium in Minnesota. That horn. That thing is so freaking annoying. I tweeted about that. I was like, I would never go to a Minnesota Viking game. The Packers are playing there. I would never go to Minnesota because that thing would drive me at the horn, the skull, the clapping thing. It's all stolen. Like, the Vikings have no culture. I cannot stand that franchise. I cannot stand. I think the Vikings franchise is the worst franchise in all of the NFL. And I fully believe that. There's no culture. Like, you look at a lot of the trash teams. They got a little bit of culture. They got a little bit of history. Vikings don't have either. They just made up some stuff. And then their fans are like, hey, let's do it. Clap our hands together. it's just ridiculous. But I the Vikings, I don't think that they're gonna be doing anything for a little bit. They got Justin Jefferson. I wouldn't doubt if he just wants out. I don't know what they're gonna do for quarterback next year. They're gonna bring back Kirk Cousins. What they're doing, I think Kirk Cousins is they're better, obviously, with him. He was out there with took his shirt off and he's doing the horn thing. I actually don't hate Kirk Cousins personally. I just he's a Vikings quarterback, so you know what I mean. I gotta do what I gotta do. But I'm super excited next week, because here's the thing about the playoffs. Because people have told me, why do you care if the Packers make the playoffs? It doesn't matter because they're not going to beat an Eagles team. They're not going to beat a Niners team. They're not going to do this. First of all, if they make it to the playoffs, who knows? You know, like I've always repeated this. Herm Edwards, just get to the tournament. That's what he always said. Just get to the tournament and then see what happens. Right. So the Packers can be any of those teams. I mean, I'm not saying that like I'm guaranteeing they're going to win out and go to the Super Bowl. I'm saying you played a game. You played a game and you see what happens. But also on the another side of that is this whole offense, this whole defense, this whole team, they get experience in the playoffs. Like, obviously, a lot of the defensive players, Preston Smith, these guys, they've been in the playoffs many times. But like Jordan Love, first playoff game, you know, you need to get that out the way. His first year, that's huge. These young wide receivers get that feel of that playoff atmosphere, because, you know, they always talk about that playoff atmosphere. I never played in a playoff game, you know what I mean? But even just going to a playoff game, I think I've only been to one playoff game. It was that Niners game. It was a blast, but they lost at the end. It sucked. But we party like rock stars over there. But I think the experience part of it is huge. Even the coaches, to see how players handle it. And like, there's a lot that I think benefits the Packers. I will never, ever root for draft picks. I seen people talking about that earlier about, you know, well, we can get a higher draft pick. I that's loser mentality to me. I have no problem with someone else. I'm not calling people a loser who want to do that. But for me, I would never do that. But you fan how you fan, you know what I mean? I don't care. I'm not no fan police. But for me, there's no way I'm rooting for a loss in any way, shape, or form. I don't care if they only have a couple wins and it's for the number one draft pick. If I was on route for a loss, I just wouldn't watch the game, and I don't miss games, but I would just say, all right, I'm not going to watch, and whatever happens, happens. You know, I'm not going to be out there. I don't think I could physically do it, like watching a game and like rooting like, yeah, when there's bad things happen, it's like my brain wouldn't compute. You know what I mean? But yeah. So the Packers beat the crap out of the Minnesota Vikings. And it was a beautiful thing, man. Dude, it was so good. I love so much watching the Vikings fans, you know, and in the stands, they're all sad, like, you know, moping around. It was beautiful because the Packers didn't just beat the crap out of them. All right. I get that the Vikings run a rookie quarterback. But like, that's a thing that's fine to me too. All these, not the Vikings, because they don't have a quarterback because theirs got hurt. So that this isn't them. But everyone was talking about, why'd you draft Jordan Love? Why'd you draft? You didn't need Jordan Love. Should have drafted this guy. Should have drafted that guy for Aaron Rodgers. But that's why. That's why the Packers do it. Because you don't draft a quarterback when you need a quarterback. You draft a quarterback before you need a quarterback. And like every NFL team in the league should be watching the Packers and studying the Packers, how they did it. Because the Packers, I'm not saying that Jordan Love is in the same boat as Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre, but he's shown that he's a franchise quarterback. He's going to get a deal, and he's going to be in Green Bay for a while, and then we'll see where he stacks up later on. But they got three starting quarterbacks in a row without having to go through 7 years of just trying everybody. It was like, oh, let's try this. Let's try. Oh, then we're going to draft. We're going to trade this guy. Let's trade for that guy. Let's give him $80 million or whatever. And let's just see what happens. And then you're stuck. And like, oh, and then your salary cap situation. It's like, no, the Packers, you know, they traded for Brett Favre early, very, you know, right out the gate. They drafted Aaron Rodgers when everyone didn't want him to. Everyone was mad. You know, the whole Brett Favre situation, if you're old enough, you know all about that. And then with Jordan Love, the same thing. Everyone's mad. People don't get it. Like, people don't understand, like, what they were doing. And, like, I've listened to people talk about Jordan Love when he got drafted. Because I don't know. I'm not a college guy. I ain't going to lie. When they called Jordan Love's name in that draft, I had no idea who he was. I think that was the first time I've ever heard his name. I don't pay attention to the draft. I don't talk about it. Sometimes, like, I'll have a smart person who knows stuff about the draft on my show so that my audience can learn, and like this year I'll probably do it more so I can learn a little bit. But I don't watch college. It just doesn't interest me. And I know it's great. Everyone says, some people say it's better than the NFL. I just can't get into it. I watch the Badgers, I root them on, but I don't know the players. Like, I'm not locked in like that. And I ain't hating on college, but not everything is for everyone. You know what I mean? I just can't do it. Maybe I just don't have enough passion to go around. You know what I mean? I got everything locked into the Packers. Like, even the Bucks and the Brewers. I like the Bucks. You know, Giannis is doing his thing. Like, I've went to Bucks games. You go to Bucks games in Milwaukee, it's phenomenal. It's like insane. It's a really, really a good time. But I'm not like a diehard Bucks fan where I'm watching the Bucks on a Wednesday night. I just don't do it, or the Brewers either. And but I hope for them to win. I call myself a little bit of a fair weather fan. I wouldn't say fair weather because I never, you know, I'm always the same, whether they're in a championship. Like, when the Bucks won a championship, I didn't celebrate and like go buy a shirt and like, oh, we did it. I knew it would happen. Like, I wasn't doing that. Like, I was like, hey, it's cool. You know, I'm glad for them. And I wear Bucks, you know, hat or whatever every now and again. But, like, I'm not going to, like, act like I was, like, you know, in the trenches with these diehards. You know what I mean? That's what I think. That's why you get to – that's what it is about being a fan. You ride with them during the hard times. That's why Lion fans, when they talk about Lions pride, are you kidding me? They had bags on their head. Where was the pride then? Where was the pride when they couldn't fill their stadium? Remember, you Google it, bro. And you can Google Green Bay Packers, bag on head fan, whatever. You won't find one. Lions fans had, and then they had the gall to say, Lion pride, get out of here. You know, Lions won the division. You know, good job. Fans can get their hats and their shirts and all that stuff. And I ain't hating on you, because if you're a ride or die fan, you deserved every moment of that. And you deserved to have that, you know. You haven't won the division in 30 years. First time ever winning the NFC North. Back then it was the Central. And so, like, ride with it. But don't, if you had a bag on your head, bro, like, dude, there's no chance I would ever put a bag on my head at Lambeau Field. That's the stupidest thing, bro. I ride with my team. I ride with them. I ride with them loudly. Like, people were saying on Facebook that I should shut up because I was talking a little bit of trash. And they're like, we play the Bears next week. They could knock us out of the playoffs. We got to be humble. No, I don't got to be humble, bro. I don't suit up. Just because there's a helmet in my office doesn't mean I'm on the team, bro. You know what I mean? They ain't asking me to play corner. Sometimes you wonder if they're going to start reaching out to people. Now, I wouldn't be one of them. But, I ride with my team no matter what, 100%. And I do make fun of fan bases, like the 49ers. People got mad at me back in the day when the 49ers lost the Super Bowl and they came home and there was like six people waiting for them at the airport. That's ridiculous. You know, when your team comes home, win or loss, you got to have fans out there. Not to say I'm going to do it. I'm not going to go to the airport and wait on them. But I know a lot of people do, and I don't think it makes you like a bad fan for not. But I'm saying as a fan base as a whole, it kind of shows what your fan base is about. You know what I mean? I can remember when my wife went to the Super Bowl 45. She went with some work peeps, and I had to pick her up from the airport. And then she came in kind of saying how the Packers were coming in, and like it was a whole thing. People were lined up, like it wasn't even the parade. Them just driving out of the airport, and there was people when we were driving home. We seen just people on the road, you just waiting to wave at them. They weren't waving at us, but that's what you know. That's how you know that you have a diehard franchise, or, you know, fan base. And the Lions don't have that, and winning kind of creates that. But the Packers sucked, you know, for the 70s and the 80s, and they were still selling out. You know, I think it's like a culture thing. It's like, and people are like, well, there's nothing to do in Green Bay. Yeah, who cares, bro? So like I get that that's the excuse, but not all Packer fans live in Green Bay. Not all. Like, there's people who come from the other countries for freaking training camp. All right. There's people who come from other countries for games and just like stupid, you know, family night. There's people who come from other countries and all over America, you know, California. I know a lot of people, you know, who live in Ohio. Big shout out to Drew Cave. People in California, like all those SoCal Packer backers, good people over there. They all come over here, come to the game. It's not just Green Bay. People act like it's just Green Bay. It's not. I mean, Green Bay fans, I think, are great, and they support their team and they do all the things. But people from all over the world and all over the country, for sure, are coming over here. Packers have, I think, the best fans in the league. I don't think it's close. But we got some trash fans too, I ain't gonna lie. I think as a whole, we have the best fan base, but there's some idiots. But I think every fan base has idiots. The Packers, you know, with social media, they kind of just jump out. But it used to be like back in the day, you didn't see them as much, but now you see them way too much. Like, Pack, you know, anyone with an idiot can do this. Anyone can talk into a microphone. Anyone can. I not to say that there's idiot podcasters. I don't know any podcast that I would call idiots. Most of it's just like comments. You know, it's that, you know, most of it's like trolling and it's not even like real life. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know where I was on that. I'd be rambling sometimes, but I'm going to wrap this thing up. But a big shout to Quick Trip, sponsor show. Stay tuned, because I got some big news coming. And I do want to say Happy New Year to people. And I really, really appreciate everyone who listens to my podcast. If you watch this on YouTube, you mess with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the places. That really means a lot to me that I even have a voice to talk about the Packers. That's all. When I started this, that's all it was. Is just I'm just a fan, and I have no aspirations to be an analyst. I'm not trying to pretend to be an analyst. I'm just a fan talking about my favorite team, and I get to talk about it with cool people, which is cool, you know. And even if I disagree with you, like I'm on Facebook and we're talking, and I try to, you know, I wouldn't say argue, but be kind of going back and forth. Dude, I ain't mad at no one for not thinking how I think. You know what I mean? I some people are idiots, but I'm not gonna call them that to their face. I'm not gonna say you're an idiot. I mean, I'm respectful, but some people just make me scratch my head with some of it, because some of it's not agreeing or disagreeing. Some of it's just like, you're obviously trolling. You know what I mean? Like, I get, like, if I say something, I like this player, and people are like, oh, I don't like him or whatever. Like, that's not, you know, that's just going back and forth. But some people just say moronic stuff. Anyways, you don't have to agree. That's all I'm trying to say. But I appreciate everyone who rocks with me. A lot of things are going to change in 2024 for me, and that's because everyone who watches me, follows me, likes my stuff. And that's the thing too. Please like and share, subscribe, all those things. When you see my videos come up, at least just like it. You know what I mean? Just tap the like button if you want to support me. It really helps the algorithm, helps me engage. And I'm trying to do some stuff in 2024, people. And I truly do appreciate you. You know what I mean? But go Pack, go people. Big shout out to Quick Trip. You know what I mean? And we are going to be out of this thing. Thanks for watching, and thank you for listening, people. I'm out.